Hey, how you doing?
I'm well. Thanks for tweeting about us.
Yeah, I just put it out there, and then I started dialing.
You're the coolest. I tell you what, you think positive and you live happy, we can tell.
I try. Some days are easier than others.
Sure, I think for everyone, but
yeah,
if you do have a positive attitude, the research says that you're going to stick around longer.
It's incredible. There was a study that was published just about the end of August from Harvard's School of Public Health, and they looked at people who are optimistic and found, and there are scientific ways you can measure this, and they found that optimistic people live on average 11 to 15% longer
Wow.
than the cranky folks. And 50% of optimists make it to age 85. And that sounds like a pretty good inducement for trying to be a little more positive, a little more optimistic about life.
No doubt. Chicken Soup for the Soul. How does this work? You're writing a book for Chicken Soup for the Soul. Is that like a series that other people write and contribute to?
Exactly. The Chicken Soup for the Soul series, I think there's been over 250 different iterations of Chicken Soup for the Soul.
Right.
And these are books that literally it's what chicken soup does for you when you're sick. This is what these words do for you, just for your mood and your psyche. And so the way it works is the Chicken Soup people put out the call for whatever theme they're working on. In this case, the name of this Chicken Soup book is Think Positive, Live Happy. So the call went out for just stories about in your own life when your positive attitude resulted in you being happier. And so people have shared so many stories. I think we had over 1,000 that we had to go through.
Wow.
My co-author, Amy Newmark, and I. And we culled it down to 101 stories that we believe represent that idea that when you think positive, you can live happy. So like there's this story of a guy, we actually featured him on Inside Edition. I was so proud to tell his story because it's so unlikely. This gentleman's name is Fred Loomis, and he was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And, you know, if you're going to raise your hand and say, give me a cancer diagnosis, this is the last one you would say send me because
it
is so routinely fatal. And so he said to his doctor, you know, doc, you think I'll make it to Christmas? And the doctor said, I can't promise that you will. So it was really a grim outlook. And so he said, well, I'm going to make the most of every day I've got, however many days those would be. And he and his wife optimistically planned a family vacation with the kids and grandkids down to Disney World. Well, they got to take that vacation. And Mr. Loomis and his family have now taken 9 vacations.
What?
He has existed and lived happy with pancreatic cancer for more than 5 years. He has beaten every expectation. And we're not sitting here saying if you put a positive attitude on, you're going to beat cancer. But what he does say is he has made the most of every single day by really finding things to feel blessed about. Even when he was sitting there on the chemo drip, he's not going to the doctor, but he's so vibrant and so fabulous. We've got video of him playing baseball in the backyard with the grandkids. And I thanked him after the story aired. And I said, I hope you were happy. So the grandkids love seeing themselves on TV. Me, he said, I just like being seen anywhere. And that's his attitude. And It has really just made a wonderful difference in his life.
I'd be inspired by that, just being next to him. I draw this little sign that is a circle with a line through it and neg in the middle of it. And it's my no neg sign.
Good for you. Like,
yeah.
Don't be cranky. Cranky not allowed.
It's not. No. And negative isn't allowed when you can be positive about, you know, there's two sides. Have you read the book Mindset, Deborah, by any chance?
I have not, no.
It's something. It flips you around. And if you're walking around looking for things wrong with things, you'll be looking
you'll find
for
them.
Yep. You will.
Yeah.
And if you look for things right, you'll find those too.
Well, and here's the other thing. The research shows that, yeah, maybe half of our personality is hardwired. You might actually be naturally inclined to look on the dark side of life.
Mm-hmm.
But the research also shows that you can change that by being purposeful in your outlook. And so if you're one of those negative people, if you pick up a copy of Think Positive, Live Happy, it actually will encourage you to more easily find those positive observations in your life by looking at these other stories that are also sort of circled around positive observations, because the research shows you find one positive thought, it makes it easier to find the next one, and then it starts what the psychologists call the psychological upward spiral. And there's a whole host of good stuff that comes from that, which has all been scientifically proven in peer-reviewed research.
Deborah Norville, you know her from Inside Edition, Monday through Friday at 7 on Channel 11. But look at you with this book, and this book is awesome. So I think grab this and just feed your soul with some of this chicken soup.
Yeah, and listen, if you want to come to my Instagram page, which is Deborah Norville, you can actually, I'm doing a thing every day. I'm giving away a copy of the book. You just, follow me and do the hashtag Think Positive, Live Happy. And every day we pick somebody to win a copy of the book. So I'd love it to be somebody who's listening right now.
Killer. Awesome. Well, it's a fresh book. It's only been out for a few weeks. So thank you so much for coming on with us, Deborah. I love it when you do.
Thank you for having me, Stash. I appreciate it.
Always, always. And we'll keep the word out about Chicken Soup for the Soul and the Think Positive, Live Happy version. Thanks, Deborah. Rock on.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. All right?
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.